Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. And thank you, Arnie Salen, for providing that really kind of funny and fun music from your 1 hour and 7 minute mixtape that you sent me. We have a very special guest who is going to join us for hopefully two segments. Her name is Kaylin Richardson, and she is a 10-year veteran of the U.S. ski team, four-time national alpine champion, and two-time Olympian. Since retiring from the World Cup in 2010, Kaylin has been exploring different avenues of the skiing spectrum, parlaying her performance experience into entertainment skills, hosting numerous TV shows, reporting at international sporting competitions, and emceeing various events. As ambassador of skiing at Canyons Resort in Park City, Utah, she fell in love with the backcountry of the Wasatch Range and decided that the big mountain scene was her new home. Last season, Kaylin made her film debut, appearing in Warren Miller's 63rd film, which was called Flow State, and she won the Free Skiing World Tour's North American Championship in No Snowbird. Actually, I want to know what that is, Kaylin. Kaylin is the first to admit that she is one of the luckiest people on the planet to call the mountains her playground as well as her office. Her life philosophy is laugh often, and she plans to do so all the way down the mountain until the end of her days. Wow. Can I join you, Kaylin?
Yes, definitely. The one thing that is not included in that bio is that I'll laugh all the way down the mountain until then my days with all my friends.
Ah, lovely, lovely. The older I get, the more I kind of extend my belief in how long we can ski and ski hard. Partly because I'm still doing crazy, I want to say the S word that ends with T, and I won't, but I will just say the S word that ends with F, stuff. Like running the snowcross course, which I did a couple weeks ago at Canyons Resort. They didn't let me do the features, but I probably would have done most of them except for that big jump at the end.
The big jumps can you know, it's risk reward.
It's what?
It's risk versus reward.
Yes, and given that I am approaching old enough to be your grandfather, well, maybe not that, but certainly your father. How old's your father?
My dad is 62.
Okay. I'm a little younger than your father, so that's good. So,
but I'm the youngest in my family, though.
Okay. But I guarantee you, I'm probably the oldest person that still does the half pipe, the big one.
I know. I've been looking on your website, and I have to say kudos. You are quite the skier.
Well, thank you. I doubt I could keep up with you, but I'm sure we'd have fun at the very least. And I would possibly learn from you. What is the free skiing World Tour Championship?
It's a big mountain competition, and lucky for me, Canyons is the best way to do my training, skiing there, because there's all the terrain, and just sort of on a whim, I was always curious about the big mountain competitions, and last March, I had a little time between filming with Warren Miller, and I said, you know, I'm going to try it. And to my delight and my surprise, I ended up winning. So that was pretty neat.
Okay, explain it to me. I mean, I understand just about every form of skiing, but what is a free mountain competition?
So a big mountain competition.
Or big mountain,
they
I mean.
Will, yeah, no worries. They will sort of cordon off a section of a mountain, and they'll let all the competitors take a look and kind of inspect and decide what line they want to take. So it might be a section of the mountain that's 200 yards across. And any rocks, any chutes, any trees, anything in there is, free game to
fair game.
Ski down. Yeah, fair game. Thank you. Free game. And you just kind of go down and you try to do it. They do the scoring by line, so how difficult your line is, and then that kind of dictates how high your score can be in style, speed, control, and fluidity, I believe.
So jumping off the little bit of a cliff that might be there is wins you points.
Yes, exactly. That will make your line score higher, which will then allow your control to be higher, all that kind of thing. Because line is kind of where all the other numbers will stem from.
Well, that's a heck of a lot different from all of your formal alpine skiing experience, where it's much more rigid, very defined course. Not to mention, I've seen any number of these ski videos of people that do big mountain skiing, and as I now understand what it is, and sometimes they're going off these ledges, landing, flipping off these ledges, landing, falling, and tumbling, and coming right back up and just back on it again.
Exactly.
So are you doing some of those big falls?
Canyons has a lot of different terrain parks, as you know, with different kinds of features, and I will go and sort of stick my toes in the shallow end, so to speak. But having, you know, been on the World Cup and ski racing for so many years, going inverted, going upside down, there's something ingrained in my fabric that says I should not do that. So I am very impressed with anyone that can throw themselves down something and do crazy tricks. But turning is what I'm best at, and I think that I will continue to hone my skills at the turning. And maybe I like little cliffs. If it's a great landing, I'll do like a 30-footer, but it's got to be pretty perfect. But beyond that, I just really enjoy trying new terrain and just having fun.
So we both like to ski at Canyon Ski Resort. It's now my home resort. The first time I skied the Canis Lupus, I was going nuts. And in fact, the video is on my current column, or my last week's column, How Skiing Can Cure Cancer. You can hear me just whooping it up. I'd never seen anything like that at a ski resort. A 1 mile long, curving, natural sort of half pipe. It's not really a half pipe because you can't really go up the sides. Certainly this season we haven't been able to because it's not quite enough snow in there. But that to me was wild beyond belief, the Canis Lupus. And I know several other natural half pipes. I happen to really love the one that's called Pinball Alley, too, because you have that great little mogul run in the trees, and then you have that really nice short natural half pipe at the end of it.
Yeah, and Pinball Alley, you can definitely get those little berm turns and really bring it across the hill. But the thing about Canis Lupus is I always tell people that is the test of strength and stamina, because it's so narrow that there's not much place to stop in the middle, but I think that it's sort of a rite of passage. If Canyons is a place that you come visit, after a couple of days and you feel like you got your legs under you, I definitely think that it's an experience that everyone should enjoy.
Your opinion, I'll give you mine. It's easier on a board than skis.
Canis Lupus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a skier through and through. My best friend is a snowboarder. I think he and I would attest that on our own equipment is the easiest. But I think that skiers and snowboarders can have an equal amount of fun in Canis Lupus and then canyons in general, actually.
Well, I agree with that. The reason I think it's easier on a board is that it's just shorter, and because it's so narrow, the ability to turn on skis in some places, especially early in the season when I first did it, you can't turn. So I found myself just being a little, you know, cautious. I am a dad. I do owe, you know, my kids my ability to try to be around. So I found myself actually just side-slipping portions of it just because there was just no room to turn.
Oh, well, Bruce, you come out skiing for an afternoon with me, and we'll make sure that you get down there, no problem, and then you'll be all set.
Well, I really hope you'll let me take you up on that. you know, evidently, you've got a personal story about how skiing really contributed to improving your life, and I don't know any of it other than our mutual friend Steve said that get her to talk about how skiing got her out of some dark life she might have otherwise been into. Would you care to talk about that?
Well, Steve was writing that in jest, but I will say that definitely skiing has given me so much that I could never give back, and one of the reasons I love being in Park City and at Canyon specifically is that one of the things that I enjoy most in life is showing people these amazing mountains, the Wasatch, taking them skiing, taking them to Dream Peak, taking them up 9990, and just showing them how much fun it is to enjoy the mountains. And I feel like that, especially when someone tries it for the first time, when they learn how to carve or it's their first time out in years, and you just see that spark in their eyes where they go, I remember what this was like as a kid. Or, you know, if they are a child, they say, this is so much fun, the wind in my face. Because I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, this must not be that much fun for you, you know, when I'm skiing with them, because maybe we're on greens or blues. And I tell them, as cheesy as it sounds, and I hate to say it, but I dictate a great day of skiing by how many smiles there are. And it really is the truth of it. And I think that the whole mentality at Canyons is that we are there to make your experience absolutely spectacular and special so that you keep coming back. And when you think about your time there, a smile just comes to your face.
Well, it certainly comes to mind. I'm going to be on a plane in 2 days heading there, and I can't wait. One of the things about Canyons, but I don't want this to be just an infomercial for Canyons, but one of the things about Canyons and any really good resort, and Canyons certainly is at the top of any list, is there is something for everybody. There are the 99-90 runs that are at the top of the mountain that are, you know, steeper than maybe a little more challenging. Like 94 Turns is one of my favorites. And then there's so many well-groomed runs for those that like groomed. I'm a bump skier, so I love the bumps and I love the trees. A lot of people just don't want to go near that. But the variety of terrain, including the underlift skiing. Canyons has more good runs under lifts than any resort I've ever seen.
Yeah, I always call it the show-off runs. It's when you're feeling really good, you go to Apex
yes, exactly.
Ridge on Super Condor, and you just rip right down under the lift, and just out of the corner of your eye, you'll see people up above, you know, pointing and looking, and then everyone. And I think that if you're really feeling it, you hoot and holler, which just encourages the people on the chairlift to hoot and holler.
Exactly.
And it's sort of like a back and forth.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, we're nearly out of time for this segment. Are we out of time, Richard? We are out of time. Can you stay with us?
I would love to.
Oh, because I have so many other questions I want to ask you. So stay tuned, and we'll talk some more ski talk with Caitlin Richardson.